1992. During 1992, Chevrolet would build its 1,000,000th Corvette, a white convertible. While exterior modifications were minimal, performance was improved with the introduction of the new LT1, the second generation of the small block engine first used in 1970. The block's 300 cubic inch displacement remained, but it was able to produce 300 horsepower at 5,000 RPM. The redline setting was 5,700 RPM, 700 higher than the L98 engine, and there was an automatic fuel cutoff set to engage at 5,850 RPM. Top speed of the LT1 was rated at 160 miles per hour, and it was capable of achieving 0 to 60 in 5.7 seconds and a quarter mile in 14.1 seconds. The power boost was attributable to computer-controlled ignition timing, higher compression ratio, new camshaft configuration, new multi-port fuel injection, free-flow cylinder heads, and a low-restriction exhaust system that used a catalytic converter and oxygen sensor connected to each of the cylinder banks. The LT1 outweighed the L98 engine, due in part to cast-iron manifolds replacing stainless steel exhaust units, but it introduced a Chevrolet first, reverse-flow cooling. Coolant was circulated to the heads first, rather than from the pump through the block to the heads. This permitted higher bore temperatures, cut down on ring friction, and allowed cooling around the valve seats and spark plugs. In addition, synthetic oil was recommended, and as a result, an engine cooler wasn't needed. Smoother traction control became a standard feature in the 1992s. Created by Bosch and developed in cooperation with Corvette engineers, the acceleration slip regulation system, integrated with ABS, engaged automatically with the ignition, but could be turned off with a switch on the instrument panel. The system used engine spark retard, brake intervention, and throttle close down to curtail wheel spin during acceleration. Improvements were made in weather sealing, and additional insulation indoors and the transmission tunnel further reduced road noise. New Goodyear GSC tires, exclusive to Corvette worldwide for 1992, were also standard equipment. The unique tread design was directional and asymmetrical. The 1992 Basic Coupe retailed for $33,635, and the convertible for $40,145. Perhaps the car's expense contributed to a further decline in production. That year, 14,604 coupes and 5,875 convertibles rolled out of Bowling Green. Of the 20,479 total, 502 of them were the high-performance option ZR1s. During the year, a prototype Stingray 3 debuted at the North American International Auto Show in Detroit. It was GM's styling preview of what would become the next generation of Corvette.